إمام محمد رضا، إمام أهل السنة، إمام أحمد رضا، إمام محمد رضا، إمام أهل السنة، إمام أحمد رضا.
الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. My dear respected viewers of Madani Channel, we once again welcome you in our program Imam of Ahle Sunnah. In this program we talk about various dimensions of this great personality in the history of Islam, known as Shah Imam Ahmad Raza Khan Ali Rahmat Rahman. Today inshallah in this program the topic is scholarly status of Sayyidi Imam Ahmad Raza Khan Ali Rahmat Rahman. Be with us from start to end, inshallah you are going to learn an immense amount of knowledge, and you will know about the knowledge of Imam Ahmad Raza Khan alayhi rahmat rahman. The respected viewers of Madani Channel, my Shaykh Tariqat Amirat Ahl Sunnah Hazrat Allama Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri Damat Barakatuhum Al-Aliya gives us a beautiful mindset: we should always make good intentions. I make this intention that inshaAllah Azza wa Jal, I will present this program for the pleasure of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. You should make this intention that you will join from start to end, you'll remember what you learn, act upon, and you will pass this knowledge on to others. The respective viewers, the more intentions you make, the higher the reward you can attain. So let's come towards our topic. Alazat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh was such a personality that in his time, there was a scholar, his name was Shaykh al-Muhaddithin, Hazrat Allama Wasi Ahmad Surti, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, who had taught hadith for 40 years. He was Shaykh al-Muhaddithin. He had taught hadith for 40 years. He gave title of Amirul Mu'mineen fil hadith. To whom? To Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Ash-Shah Imam Ahmad Raza Khan alayhi rahmatu rahman. So this tells that in the era of Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, there was no other scholar who had the knowledge like Ala Hazrat Ash-Shah Imam Ahmad Raza Khan alayhi rahmatu rahman, just particularly in the field of hadith. Allahu Akbar. Dear respected viewers, when we talk about Sunni hadith, so one example I would like to give, the book Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi had written, that is known as Munirul Ain. And that book was written when Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi was only 29 years of age. Allahu Akbar. And it was translated in Arabic, and the scholars of Egypt and Syria, when they saw that book, so they were really impressed. Allahu Akbar. And they wrote about that book. And dear respected viewers of Madani Channel, this is, subhanAllah, scholarly status of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala. InshaAllah, we'll talk further on this topic. Let's go towards Balligh of Dawat Islam. Hassan Bhai, what else would you like to share with viewers of Madani Channel?
I'd like to share Ala Hazrat's, you know, there are different subjects and the branches of knowledge. He was expert on it. And like you mentioned, that he wrote the books in very young age. But you will... It is also written in the books that Ala Hazrat, when he was only 20 years old, he knows the more than 20 knowledges at that time even, which he learned from the court of his father. And Ala Hazrat mentioned some of these the knowledges, which inshallah I will share to my viewers as well. That first one was the tafsir of Quran, tafsir of hadith, the principle of hadith, the husuli hadith, the fiqh, the all four schools of thoughts, the principle of fiqh, the usul fiqh, that he knew about a Quranic commentary, the principle of belief, the principle of debate, logic, debates, philosophy and politics, physics, mathematics, physical engineering. So these are some of the, you know, the knowledge I shared, which Allah Hazrat, alhamdulillah, was learned from his court of his father when he was only age of 20.
Subhanallah.
And he further states that he learned the further knowledges as well from the different ulama ikram as well, like correct recitation with tajweed, with the discussion on narrators of hadith and mubarakah, the biography of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And further states that some of the knowledges which he didn't learn from anyone.
Allah.
And alhamdulillah, this is where the ilme laduni, that Allah Hazrat has that knowledge, that these are the knowledges which are not like very easy, and then you can say, okay, everyone knows about it. For example, knowledge of algebra, the 12 branches of mathematics, the science of inheritance, astrology, science of history, and Arabic, and in-depth study of plain Persian writing. So these are the different knowledges which Allah has mentioned that he didn't learn from anyone. And so you can see the alhamdulillah, the knowledge Allah Hazrat has, alhamdulillah, that he learned from the very, very young age, and then it goes on and on in his whole life then.
Subhanallah. Subhanallah. Dear respected viewers, did you see that Muballigh of Dawat Islami, he mentioned few subjects, he mentioned few branches of science and knowledges which Allah rahmatullahi ta'ala they possessed. And I was talking about the knowledge of hadith Allah rahmatullahi ta'ala had, and I would like to give you a few examples in this regard. Allah rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi's student, his name is Malikul Ulama Hazrat Allama Sayyid Zafruddin Bihari rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. He had compiled one book on the subject of the Masail of Fiqh Hanafi, and he had written a book to give dalail on the Masail, the proofs and evidence, the Fiqh Hanafi Islamic rulings. So he had written a book called Sahihul Bihari. Now, in one of its volumes, he has compiled 10,000 ahadith kareema. Allahu Akbar. And in the preface of this book, he says that whatever benefits, okay, whatever points I have deduced and I have written in this book, Allahu Akbar, this is what he writes. I would like to read before you. وَهَذَا نَهْرٌ أَصْغَرُ مِنَ الْبَحْرِ الْأَكْبَرِ مِنْ بِحَارِ عُلُومٍ سَيِّدِي وَشَيْخِي نَفَعْنَا بِبَرَكَاتِهِ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ. Meaning, this is the canal from the deep oceans, from the oceans of my Shaykh Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala, the knowledge he's talking about in that book, where he compiles 10,000 ahadith. And he is saying this is just a canal from the deep oceans of my Shaykh's knowledge. So he is referring the knowledge of Sayyidi Shaykh Allah rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. He is referring that as an ocean. And he is saying what I have compiled, this book which contains 10,000 ahadith, it is just one canal coming from that ocean. Allahu Ghani. Can you imagine what knowledge Allah rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh would have? Subhanallah. Jeel. Hasan bhai, we're talking about scholarly status of Allah rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. Please.
Zombie, like we talking about Allah Hazrat Rahmatullah Ta'ala. So if we talk about his knowledge, that one of the branches was the commentary of the Holy Quran. So regarding that, commenting on Bismillah Rahman Rahim, Allah Hazrat presented such a lengthy discourse on this phrase that it was compiled into a book, complete book. So you can say in just only one verse of the Quran, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim.
He wrote a tafsir.
He wrote a tafsir which compiled as a whole book.
Subhanallah.
And then further goes on that once during the Urs Sharif of Hazrat Maulana Shah Abdul Qadir Sahib rahmatullah ta'ala, Allah Hazrat delivered a discourse on Surah Wadduha from 9 a.m. in the morning until 3 p.m.
Allahu Akbar.
So for 6 hours. And then when Allah Hazrat finished that, he said, I only wrote 80% of the commentary of this surah. And you can imagine that the knowledge and the status Allah Hazrat has about the Quran and the commentary of the Quran, alhamdulillah.
Beautiful. Dear respected viewers of Fadhil Channel, this is the knowledge which is mentioned by Muballigh of Dawat Islami, Allah Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala, they possessed in terms of knowledge of tafsir. He did not have time to write the tafsir of Quran because his knowledge, Allahu Akbar, had so much, but he did not have time, as he himself said. Dear respected viewers, now it's the time to include one naat in our program, in our segment. Dear respected viewers, subhanAllah, this is one of the beautiful kalams of Allah Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala. In this kalam, Allah Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala is saying that Rasulullah Sallallahu Ta'ala Alayhi Wa Alayhi Wa Sallam is Sadiq and Ameen Rasul. He is the messenger who advocates the truth, he talks truth, he tells truth, he speaks truth, subhanAllah. sachi baat sikhate ye hai, and he teaches truth, and he is the one who shows the right path, who shows the right path. Not only that, he makes us walk towards the right path. Subhanallah. The respected viewers, Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi's poetry is actually tafsir of Quran in a hadith. Subhanallah, sharaf hadith. So here, Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi is taking this from one of the verses of Quran. In Surah Ash-Shura, it has been mentioned, وَإِنَّكَ لَتَهْدِي إِلَىٰ صِرَاطٍ مُسْتَقِيمٍ, meaning, and indeed, you definitely show the straight path. So Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi is referring to this ayah of Quran, and subhanallah, mentioning this wasp, this quality, this attribute, and this shan of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam in this couplet. And he's saying, Sachi baat sikhate ye hai, seedhi raah chalate.
Sachi baat sikhate ye hai, sachi baat sikhate ye hai, seedhi raah chalate.
Dear respected viewers of Madani Channel, Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala is writing, Qasre dana tak kiski rasai, jate ye hai, aate ye hai. Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala is again mentioning one of the ayah of Quran here. He's using one word and he's referring to that ayah of Quran. Allahu Akbar. Hazrat is saying regarding the ayah, Thumma dana fatadalla. This is mentioned in Quran, the shan of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. And Anas is saying, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, you are the only one who has the access closer to the palace of the proximity of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Qasr-e dana tak kiski rasai, jate ye hai, aate ye hai. And this is the excellence and shan of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Not only he goes there, but he comes back, and then he goes, then he comes back. This is the shan of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Ulama, they've written, this is a mu'jiza of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, to have that climax, to have that mi'raj, that ascension. But it is another beautiful mu'jiza of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam to come back from there. Allahu ghani. And then subhanallah, it is also mentioned in riwayat when Sayyidina Musa ala nabiyyina alayhi salatu wa salam said to Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, that your ummah will not be able to offer 50 salah, which were given as a gift to Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam went back and came back, then went back and came back. There were 9 visits, back and forth, back and forth. Qasr-e dana tak kiski rasai, jate ye hai, aate ye.
Qasr-e dana tak kiski rasai, qasr-e dana tak kiski rasai, qasr-e dana tak kiski rasai, jaate ye hai, aate ye hai, jaate ye hai, aate ye hai.
Subhanallah. Dear respected viewers, Hazrat write, Shafe, Nafe, Rafe, Dafe, Kya Kya Rahmat Laate Ye Hai. What a beautiful Quran. Allahu Akbar. Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi is mentioning the titles, the beautiful attributes, awsaf of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat is saying, you are Shafe, you do the intercession of your ummah. Allahu Akbar. Nafe, and you give nafa, you benefit your ummah. And then he writes, Rafe, you've got the climax of rif'at, your maqam, your status is high. Allahu Akbar. And he says, Dafe, meaning you remove evils and calamities from ummah. Subhanallah. He says, Shafe, Nafe, Rafe, Dafe, Kya Kya Rahmat Laate Ye Hai. Subhanallah. How many various blessings Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has brought for the ummah, because he is Shafe for ummah, he is Dafe for ummah, he has got rif'at and maqam, and he will use that status for Ummah, and he is da'fi for Ummah, meaning he will remove and he removes the bala and evils for the Ummah, and these are the blessings for Ummah. Subhanallah. Shafi, Nafi, Rafi, Dafi. Kya kya rahmat lati hai.
Shafi, Nafi, Rafi.
And then he says, "Unke haath mein har kunji hai, Malik kul kehlate ye hain." Allahu Akbar. Allah is saying that Allah Tabarak wa Taala has given the keys of His treasures in the hands of His beloved Mustafa sallallahu taala alaihi wasallam, and Allah Tabarak wa Taala has made him king of these worlds. Allahu Akbar. Malik kul, and he is the Malik and owner of this kingdom of Allah Tabarak wa Taala. Allahu Ani wa Zaban. جسکو سب کن کی کنجی کہیں اس کی نافذ حکومت پہ لاکھوں سلام ان کے ہاتھ میں ہر کنجی ہے
ان کے ہاتھ میں ہر کنجی ہے ان کے ہاتھ میں ہر کنجی ہے ان کے ہاتھ میں ہر کنجی ہے
Inna a'tayna kal kawthar. Sari kasrat paate ye hain. Subhanallah. Again, Allah Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala sometimes uses one word and he refers to the ayahs of Quran. And here he has used complete verse of Quran, and how beautifully praised Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. He has written, Inna a'tayna kal kawthar. Here Allah tabarak wa ta'ala is mentioning, O beloved, we have indeed bestowed upon you countless excellences. And he says, Sari kasrat paateh, all the abundance has been awarded to you, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa barik wa sallim. Dear respected viewers, ulama have written and mentioned in tafsir of this word kawthar that includes many kamalat and mu'jizat and miracles and excellences. Allahu Akbar, attributes, this encompasses all, this word encompasses all the good, all the khair, all the goodness that is for Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. That's why another poet has said, Bayan kya shan ho, shan e Muhammad, kalam Allah, unwan e Muhammad.
Inna a'tayna kal kawthar.
Dear respected viewers, we are talking about scholarly status of Sayyidi Al-Hazrat Shah Imam Ahmad Raza Khan alayhi rahmat rahman. Let's go towards our Muballigh of Dawat Islami. Dear Hasan Bhai, we are talking about scholarly status of Sayyidi Al-Hazrat. What else would you like to share with viewers of Padri Chal?
Razwan Bhai will talk about fiqh and his knowledge about fiqh.
Subhanallah.
That fiqh is that branch of a knowledge which is derived from the Holy Quran and from the hadith of Sayyidina Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So only that person can be regarded as an accomplished jurist who is well versed in both the Holy Quran and hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So he must also be well versed in all other important branches of knowledge, such as tafsir, logic, philosophy, translating, and many other branches.
Right.
So Allah Hazrat Rahmatullah Ta'ala was regarded as the greatest jurist of his era. He was totally proficient in the field of fiqh, and received acceptance by the great ulama of the East and the West.
Subhanallah, subhanallah.
None can deny the knowledge of Maulana Ahmad Raza Khan in the field of fiqh. He was no doubt the greatest faqih jurist of his time. When Sheikh Ismail Khalil, the curator of the library at Makkatul Mukarramah, read the Fatawa Rizviya, astonished and wrote to Al-Hazrat and saying, by Allah, if Abu Hanifa Numan radiallahu ta'ala would have gone through these Fatawa, undoubtedly it could have been his heart delight and he would have included its writers among his students. So that was the Sheikh Ismail Khalil. He wrote about to Allah Hazrat when he read the Fatawa Rizviya Sharif, that if you see Abu Hanifa in this time, he could have included its writer among his students.
So
that was the Fatawa Jat of Allah Hazrat Rahmatullah, that whoever reads it, that he becoming the phone of Allah Hazrat Rahmatullah Ta'ala, and all the Darufta are using his fatawas now.
MashaAllah. Hasan Bhai, MashaAllah, you've touched a beautiful topic when it comes to the scholarly status, and definitely it's a masterpiece of the knowledge of Allah Rahmatullahi Ta'ala when we talk about Fatawa Razaviya, which is Islamic rulings, verdicts, the Fatawa of Allah Rahmatullahi Ta'ala. I would like to share interesting facts regarding Fatawa Razaviya for the interest of viewers of Madani Sharif. It is mentioned that the latest research and takhrij, after that, there have been 33 volumes of Allah Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala's Fatawa Razaviya and 22,000 pages. It is expanded on. This Fatawa, this book is not just a small book or one book. 33 volumes and it is expanded on 22,000 pages. And it contains 6,847 question and answers, whereas 206 research papers and booklets are included and they are part of Fatawa Razaviya. Can you imagine, dear respected viewers of Madani Sharif, this was one personality who had written this book, Allahu Akbar, which has mentioned, can you imagine the thickness of that book, Allahu Akbar, and you can imagine the knowledge he possessed, and he wrote this very book known as Fatawa Razaviya. And further, dear respected viewers, the interesting fact was Allah Rahmatullahi Ta'ala alayhi was such a scholar that Awamun Nas, the normal people, common people, believers, mu'mineen, they did not benefit from him. They would not just send him the questions to ask. Whereas there were many scholars, they were students of Allah Rahmatullahi Ta'ala alayhi. They learned from the knowledge of Sayyidi Allah Rahmatullahi Ta'ala. They were great scholars of their time. They were Muftiyani Kiram of their time. They had their own status of that time, but they would come and sit before Allah Rahmatullahi Ta'ala to seek knowledge. And when it is counted that how many scholars, Muftiyani Kiram, those they got knowledge, they learned from Allah Rahmatullahi Ta'ala, when this number was calculated, is mentioned that is 541. And further, it is said that the Ghair Mustakhraj Fatawa Razaviya of 9 volumes, when you see the number of istifta, the questions they are asked, they total up to 4,095. Whereas 3,034 questions are asked by the common people, whereas 1,061 questions are asked by ulama, the scholars of Islam themselves. Allahu Akbar. This tells that 1/4 of the total number who are asking questions from the court of Allah Rahmatullahi Ta'ala, they are Islamic scholars themselves. So this tells you what a great personality he was. That not only common people they benefited, Allahu Akbar, scholars they used to go and sit in his court to seek knowledge of Deen Islam, and they would benefit from his personality. So you can imagine what would be the scholarly status of this great personality whom we are talking today in this beautiful program, Sayyidi Yashya Imam Ahmad Raza Khan alayhi rahmatu rahman. We come back to Hasan Bhai. What else would you like to share?
Another branch of knowledge, Ilme Jafar, which is reference to the sciences of knowledge of prediction or inspired knowledge.
Right.
So not all persons are blessed with such knowledge by Allah Almighty. It is a speciality for the awliya Allah.
Subhanallah.
And Allah Hazrat Rahmatullah Ta'ala has blessed the gift of Ilmi Jafar.
Subhanallah.
Further down, if you talk about the knowledges that he has a commanded on knowledge of philosophy, knowledge of science, and then astronomy and astrology as well, and then Allah Hazrat was also the Mujaddid, the reviver of the 14th century. He possessed all the conditions of Mujaddid, and his entire life was spent trying to revive the deen of Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam.
MashaAllah, MashaAllah. My dear respected viewers of Fadhani Channel, this is Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh. Let me mention you a few more great points which tell us that how great scholarly status this personality possesses. Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh wrote a fatwa on the topic of Sajdai Ta'zimi, right? He wrote a verdict on the hurmat of Sajdai Ta'zimi, meaning Sajda ta'zimi is haram. To do sajda, to prostrate before somebody other than Allah tabarak wa ta'ala with the intention of respect, this is haram in the sharia of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. So Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, when he took the pen to write the hurmat of sajda ta'zimi, he brought 40 ahadith and 150 nusus to prove his claim that sajdai ta'zimi is haram. Allahu Akbar. What knowledge this personality possessed. And in one of his books where he wrote a fatwa regarding one fist of the beard, he wrote a fatwa in a book called Lam'atu al-Duha fi i'fa'i al-Duha. In this book, he wrote this fatwa, and in order to prove that keeping one fist full beard is wajib, right, necessary, he wrote, and he brought the dalail, and he proved that 18 ayahs of Quran, 72 ahadith, and 60 different sayings of ulama, Allahu Akbar, and 150 nusus, he proved this, that doing so is wajib, meaning one fistful beard is wajib. So can you imagine the knowledge of Allah Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh? And dear respected viewers of Madani Channel, another example I would like to give you about the scholarly status of Sayyidi Allah Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh. A question was presented in the court of Allah Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh regarding talaq, regarding divorce, whether divorce has happened or not. This is a common question. Many times it is asked from all Mufti Anikiram. When Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh was asked this question, when he saw that question, he said there are 58 different answers to this very question. 58 different answers can be written against this very one question which has come to me. Allahu Akbar. And then he wrote 58 different forms of answers which were possible to give against that very question. And after that, having in the mind that maybe it would be hard for a person to understand, to deduce the reality, Allah Akbar, at the end, he also mentioned it easily. So this was the scholarly status of Allah Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh. And definitely those 58 different forms of answers what he had written against one question, they are beneficial for ulama, for scholars, and even for the day. Now the people, the common people, can also benefit. This was the knowledge of Allah Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh. And finally, I would like to give you one example of the scholarly status of Allah Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh. Can you imagine this personality, how great personality he was? Fatawa Razawiya contains one risala with the name At-Tahbir Bibab At-Tadbir. And Allah Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh has brought 21 ayahs of Quran, 40 ahadith of Rasulullah Sallallahu Ta'ala Alayhi Wasallam, and many nusus and juz'iyat. Okay, Allah Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh has compiled in that very risala booklet. After writing that much, Allah Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh, he writes, Faqir claims that, Insha'Allah Azza wa Jal, if more effort is made than 10,000 various ahadith and ayahs can be collected on this very topic. This is Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh. the respected viewers of Madani Channel. Finally, inshallah, in this program, we will include few couplets of Alad Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh in our segment, Kalame Raza. We have included Kalam Sachi Baat Sikhate Yehe. Subhanallah. Alad Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh writes, Lakhon Balayin, Karono Dushman, Kaun Bachaye, Bachate Yehe. There are many problems. There are tens of thousands of issues in this world and the hereafter. Allahu Akbar. And who will protect us? Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Inshallah azza wa jal, the calamities of the grave, the calamities of the day of judgment, yawm mahshar. There are so many issues and problems. Even in this dunya we are facing, inshallah. Kaun bachaye, bachate ye hai. Who has been granted the power to protect us? Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And who has given that power? Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Further he says, Marqad mein bandon ko thapak kar meethi neen sulate ye hain. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam will make us sleep. The true ummati of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, the devotees of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, inshallah, will have a beautiful sleep, inshallah, just like a new bride, she sleeps with peace, inshallah. A mu'min will sleep, inshallah. Beautifully, a poet has said, qabr ki neend se uthna koi aasan to na tha, qabr ki neend se uthna koi aasan to na tha, hum to mahshar mein unhe dekhne aaye hue hain, hum to mahshar mein unhe dekhne aaye hue hain. Inshallah, the devotees of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam will be in peace and they will sleep peacefully in grave, inshallah, azza wa jal. And inshallah, this is through the wasila of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And subhanallah, what a beautiful metaphor he brings. He says, Ma jab iklote ko chode, Allahu Akbar. When the mother will leave the only son she has, Allahu Akbar, she will forget on the day of judgment. The mother, the only son, Allahu Akbar, she will forget because of the terrific situation, because of the torments on the day of reckoning and the judgment day. Mother and father, they will forget their children. He says, at that moment, aa kehke come, come, aa kehke bulate ye hai, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala sallam will call. Even when the mother will forget the child. And further he says, baap jahan bete se bhaage, from the moment when father will run away from the child, he will not be willing to give even one deed to the child on the day of judgment. At that moment, lutf waha farmate ye hai. Who will bless that person? Who will be from the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam? None other than Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, because he has been granted the powers to do intercession, shafa'a, in the court of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. سے ہم حلقوں کا پلہ بھاری بناتے یہ ہیں. اللہ اکبر. On the day of judgment, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam will be on scale also, inshallah. He'll be helping the ummah. Allah, this is what Allah rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi is saying, inshallah, through his blessing, inshallah, azza wa jal. On the scale, the ummah will be helped. Tanda, tanda, meetha, meetha, peete hum hai pilate ye hai. Inshallah, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam will be also on Hawd-e-Kawthar, inshallah, azza wa jal. And the beautiful sweet and cold drink, inshallah azawajal, will be given from the Hawdi Qasr, from the hands of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, to the ummah. Rasulullah will give and we will drink, inshallah azawajal. And then further he says, sallim sallim ki dharasse pul par humko chalate ye hain. Allahu Akbar, subhanallah. On the day of judgment, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam will pray where? On the bridge of Sirat in the court of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Ya Allah, walk my ummah with peace, Allahu Bani. And this is what Allah is saying, inshaAllah Azza wa Jal. And this will happen through the wasila of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, that ummah will cross the bridge of Sirat, inshaAllah Azza wa Jal. And finally he says, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, please tell, O Raza, you should remain happy, be happy. I want to hear this beautiful, glad ta'alim. Kehdo Raza se, khush ho, khush rahe. Mujhda Raza ka. Sunate ye.
Abne bharam se hum ghar ko ka. Abne bharam se hum ghar ko ka. Abne bharam se hum ghar ko ka. Allah hari bana de ye hai palla.
Ajib, Hassan Bhai, final message inshallah for the viewers of Madani channel.
Alhamdulillah, today we learn about the scholarly status of Allah Hazrat Ahmadur Azhar Alayhi. So I will invite my youngsters that they should come forward as well. They should learn the knowledge of Islam. Alhamdulillah, Dawat Islami has provided Jamiatul Madinas, the free education. I request the youngsters to please come forward and learn the knowledge of Islam.
MashaAllah. SubhanAllah. What a beautiful message. My dear respective viewers of Madani channel, that's all for today. We'll come back with another beautiful episode of Imam of Ahlul Sunnah. Until then, keep watching Madani channel. Keep reciting Salat of our Nabi alayhi salatu wassalam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Imam Muhammad Rida, Imam Ahlul Sunnah. Imam Ahmad Rida, Imam Muhammad Rida, Imam